Wendell Hampton Ford says he didn't have any inclination he wanted to pursue a life in public service until he returned home to Owensboro after serving in World War II. Around that same time, the Davis County Democrat says a group of like-minded friends became active in the local JCs.
We all were interested in politics, or not necessarily didn't understand it as politics, but improvement of local government. So then the Senate race came up, state Senate race came up, and they were having a hard time finding somebody that they thought might be a good candidate and could win. And finally they turned around and looked at me and said, "Wendell, you're it."
Ford won that 1965 state Senate election by just 305 votes. But from there, his political career was on a sharp upward trajectory. 2 years later, he won the election for lieutenant governor, despite the fact that the governor's race was won by a Republican, Louis Nunn. In 1971, Ford became Kentucky's 53rd governor, defeating along the way two other famous names in Kentucky politics, former governors Burt Combs and A.B. Happy Chandler. Looking back at his time in the governor's mansion, Ford says executive power definitely came with some advantages.
I had the ability to start a project or stop it. If people wouldn't do what you want them to do, you could fire them, get somebody that would. And so whether you liked it or not, it was the governor, and it was his fault, or it was his praise.
As governor, Ford championed a severance tax on coal, 2 cents per gallon gas tax, and an increased corporate tax. Governor Ford used that new tax revenue to move forward with several major construction projects, including two in Louisville, the construction of the Commonwealth Convention Center and the expansion of the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. At the time, Kentucky governors were not allowed to serve consecutive terms, so Ford entered the 1974 U.S. Senate race, unseating one-term Republican Marlo Cook. Ford says one of the first things he learned in Washington was that he'd have to be patient.
I took a box full of projects for Kentucky, sewer and water systems and all that. And so I was really frustrated. I was about ready to throw it back at him. And I think it was John Stennis patted me on the knee. He said, "Now, son, don't get too excited. He said, if we can't get to it this week, we'll get to it next week. And if we don't make it next week, we'll get it to the week after that."
Senator Ford soon became known as one of the nation's foremost advocates on behalf of tobacco farmers. His toughest moment in the Senate, he says, came late in his career over the issue of the state's famous cash crop.
I had a bill that I wish I could have passed. I got sabotaged by some of my friends, Kentucky friends, by the way, that said they were going to help me and did not. In fact, put a little knife in what I was trying to do.
While Ford doesn't name names now, it is known that Senator Mitch McConnell and Ford split over a proposed settlement of lawsuits against tobacco companies. Ford supported a package that would have kept the federal price support system for tobacco in place and would have provided a huge aid package for tobacco farmers. McConnell championed a smaller aid package and an end to the price support system. It was a bitter defeat for Ford. Still, the Owensboro native says most disagreements he encountered during his 24 years in the Senate could be overcome by bringing people together behind closed doors and working things out. So what does the former Senate Majority Whip think of the current state of American politics? He thinks money and political action committees play more of a role than knocking on doors and looking people in the eye. And he has this advice for cynics who believe everyone in Washington is a crook.
They're honest. You know, everybody else is crooked. Get into politics themselves. If they want to straighten it out. And we need a lot of good people in politics.
When asked how he'd like to be remembered, Wendell Ford offers this simple description: someone who tried and was friendly. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.